Good afternoon, everyone. As your state superintendent, my top priority is always to ensure that every South Carolina student has the opportunity to be successful. I firmly believe that this can be achieved best at the local level with students, parents, and the school community working together. However, when districts have continuous financial and programmatic issues that put its students at risk, the state and I, as state superintendent, must take action. Management decisions in Williamsburg County School District have led to a high financial risk rating, years of deficiencies in special education programs and other federal programs, and a loss of hundreds of thousands of federal dollars meant to serve our most vulnerable students. I cannot and will not stand by while our students get left behind because of the poor decision-making of adults. With the students' best interest in mind, I am declaring a state of emergency and will take over the direct management of the Williamsburg County School District effective immediately. Since taking office in 2015, my staff at the Department of Education has attempted to work with the Williamsburg County School District to clear up its deficiencies in federal programs. The district has failed to address substantial systematic issues that have resulted in its loss and redirection of over $600,000 in federal funds that should have been used to provide specialized instruction to students with disabilities. In addition, under a new state law, the district has been notified that it will soon be found in state of fiscal caution due to repeat negative audit findings. On the April 2018 accreditation report, which is being released currently, of the district's 10 schools and career center, only two are all clear for accreditation purposes. Seven have an advised accreditation status, one is worn, and one is on probation. District-wide student achievement has been at some of the lowest levels in our state for many years. Only 21% of students in grades 3 through 8 met or exceeded state standards on the state English language arts assessment. Only 15% met or exceeded standards in math, and 19% met or exceeded expectations in science. Williamsburg County Schools receive 74% of its funding through the state. The per pupil funding is $16,645. The district and state must remain accountable to the taxpayers and to the students. It's clear that the district has failed to use these dollars effectively and efficiently. The students in Williamsburg deserve better. To help lead our efforts in Williamsburg, I have appointed Dr. Rose Wilder, an experienced district administrator, former state superintendent of the year in South Carolina, who has been recognized as one of our finest. She will begin serving immediately. She will report directly to me and will begin meeting with school and district employees, parents, and community leaders tomorrow. My agency will provide hands-on technical assistance in the form of school transformation coaches, professional development, and direct program and financial oversight. Students in Williamsburg will continue to go to school, teachers will continue to be paid, and our work on improvement will begin immediately. I firmly believe that schools perform best when parents and the local community are involved. Local input is vital to successfully getting Williamsburg schools moving in the right direction. Dr. Wilder and I will be meeting regularly with parents and teachers and community leaders in order to keep the Williamsburg community involved as we make the tough decisions required to move this district forward.